Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Everything But a Dog by Holly Jacobs, performed by Carly Robbins. Prologue.
It's not fair,
Annabelle muttered under her breath, as Vancey Solo, Nana Vancey to almost everyone who knew her, flew down the street in her orange Pontiac Vibe at a speed that generally produced gasps, not mutters. She was used to the fact that her friend and passenger, Annabelle Connor, was prone to occasional kibitzing, and that their other friend and fellow passenger, Isabel Henning, was frequently aghast. Most of the time, Nana Vancey simply ignored both her friends' little peccadillos. But today, she was so happy that she hated to see anyone who didn't feel the same glee that she did. She was driving her friends back to their retirement community after Henry and Heather's perfectly beautiful, romantic summer wedding. Of course, Nana Vancey had hoped they'd be married by Mother's Day, but the delay had ceased to matter when Henry's young daughter, Lissa, said her own I do's, along with her father and new stepmother. Looking at the three of them in front of their friends and family, declaring their love, well, Nana Vancey had had to pull out a stereotypical tissue. This wedding had touched her more than most, because she'd played matchmaker for Henry and Heather. It was her second successful attempt at matchmaking. Granted, there had been a few problems with both matches, but both couples had ended up saying, I do. So Nana Vancey considered herself a success. She'd spent years trying to break the curse on her family, a curse she'd inadvertently set in motion. Once she'd fixed it, she'd been bored, and thanks to her two best friends, Annabelle and Isabel, sometimes referred to as the Silver Bells, she'd found a new avocation playing matchmaker. She zipped her tiny orange Vibe through the eerie Pennsylvania traffic, and because she was in such a stellar mood, she hoped she could lighten her muttering friends' spirits as well.
What's not fair, Annabelle? She's upset that you played matchmaker for my nephew, and you've never played matchmaker for any of her relatives.
Isabel shared from the back seat, then gasped as Nana Vancey came to an abrupt stop.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?